What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Stacey Olives.
Hi, guys.
She has a good question that will get us thinking for What Do You Think segment later on, so stay tuned for that. We have Linda and Twee here with all the tea. You know how that is. You have a lot this week, too.
Man, y'all just keep it busy.
I'm ready. I really haven't seen much on Instagram lately.
Oh, I got it all.
So you got it. Okay, cool.
This one's got it all, too. She got an exclusive.
And to the left of Linda, we have Ashley Bowden.
Hey, y'all.
Yes, ma'am. What were your thoughts overall on this episode, y'all?
I thought it was finally faster paced. Like, some things were actually happening. Mm-hmm. And I like that we started to see, like, some of the stories ending, having their happily ever after moment. So mm-hmm. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I feel like there was a lot of full circle moments in this episode and a lot of humility, a lot mm-hmm. of good energy, mm-hmm. a lot of apologies and kindness.
Yeah, a lot of apologies.
But there's a lot of drama, too.
Mm-hmm. I needed a little bit more.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I needed more drama.
It was pretty thick, though. At the end, they laid it on thick.
I needed Annie and Grandma to just go at it. You know, Bad Girls Club.
Oh, so you wanted drinks thrown.
I wanted something.
Okay.
Something that nice. And a little sprinkle of seasoning in there. I needed something.
You saw it in her eyes, though. When Annie swung her chair like
this.
She was like, I can't even look at her because I'm about to jump across this table.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
It is. She's always getting set up, but we'll get into her.
Dirty setup.
Later on. We're just going to go ahead and start with Mike and Natalie. Not really much happened, but he kind of talks about with his lawyer ending the process.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts about that? Do you think that's something that he was really considering, or was he just trying to like play the game because the cameras were around?
He's either a really, really good actor or mm-hmm. he was generally sad. Like, he looked sad the entire time they were filming him. Like, he knew something was up that we didn't know about yet. He was just sad. So I felt for him. But he's not doing anything. He wants to be with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that he genuinely was considering walking away from the entire situation. And can you blame him? She mm-hmm. just basically says she didn't love him. So
right.
I'm walking away at that point.
I thought it was smart of the lawyer to say that, look at this. Stress is already causing you guys to have stress and, like, what, being together for 10 days is already causing you guys to break up. Like, you need to think about this. You're doing, like, a huge thing, getting married to her. So I thought that was smart of her because then it actually made him realize, like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And thoughts on the – oh.
Oh, and I think another thing that he really needs to seriously consider is the financial aspect. Mm-hmm. That no matter what happens, once you bring her over here, you're financially responsible for her. And given his current financial state, you might want to take heed to that.
Mm-hmm. And so. I think he is. He's processing it. He's making note of mm-hmm. it. I don't know that will change how he feels or whatever. But thoughts on the documents being classified?
I think that they're making a bigger deal of it than it is.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think that you can't just walk into an embassy, even if you're the person that's applying for that visa, and say, hey, what's the update? Like, you can't do that. They like to email correspond with you or write you a letter, but they're not going to just say, hey, yeah, let me just pull open your file, Tom, and say, oh, yeah, this is what, you know?
Right.
So I just think that they're making it a bigger deal than it is.
Right. But just think about if you go to the bank, like, there's levels to and systems to getting information. You can't just call up your bank and get your bank account information. Like, you gotta reveal.
What's the code word?
There's code words. There's levels to it. You can't just get information freely anymore. Those mm-hmm. days are long gone.
Too many crazy people out here.
You guys don't think she has anything to hide? Like, maybe she's been in through this process before or anything?
Probably.
I feel like she has. Maybe.
Her eyes.
I'm telling you, you and those eyes.
Yeah, I don't trust those eyes.
She doesn't blink, huh? No blinking.
They're a gorgeous color, but, you know.
You can see
they're up to no good.
Yeah, those eyes are up to no good.
But you know what? Now that I think about it, maybe it's Michael.
Really? So? What did you think he did? Like, he did try to marry someone from abroad before?
It could be anything. Could be criminal history. Could be, you know,
I don't
anything.
Get that with him. Do you think... What's making you feel that way?
Because Uncle Bo.
The aliens.
His friend.
Yeah, I mean, you surround yourself by similar people, I think. And I don't know. Yeah, the alien thing is...
The alien thing is throwing you off.
That too. And I just feel like maybe it's just not her. Maybe it's him.
I think it's her.
Like, it's going to be a complete switch.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I really don't think this is like a, this will be a switch. But, I mean, you could be onto something. You could. Moving on to Michael and Juliana. So, Sarah officiated their wedding. Thoughts on that? I thought it was pretty cute.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah. You know, some people may think, like, a little bad juju with the ex. But I didn't get that vibe. She was very happy for them. She's happy that the kids are happy. It was, like, genuine support of their love.
Yeah. I love that they have this new family unit and they all seem to be a part of it. And we already know that Sarah is remarried, so it's not a thing for her. So yeah, I think that this whole extended family and the kids being happy and speaking at the wedding and knowing that this woman is making their dad so happy and being happy for that, I thought that was really special. And then when Sarah said how this is the happiest she's seen her children, you could tell that she's putting...
She meant that.
Yeah, and she's putting the kids first and the family first. And I just think that that's hard to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And we don't see this setup a lot, you know? Like, they're lucky if you think about it.
Absolutely.
Live right down the street. Everyone gets along. You get remarried. I get remarried. We're still best friends. The kids, like... I mean, it's just a great setup for them.
It's an ideal situation.
Yeah.
Do you think that Michael's still supporting, like, Sarah? Her lifestyle, too?
So well, she. I read somewhere that she has like a construction company, like, so I think she's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that she has a couple of businesses, and they're all very successful. And so I think she has her own money stashed away.
Go, girl!
Okay. Good for you.
Love it.
All right, so that's pretty much it with them. How did you guys like Max and CeCe's speeches, though, really quick?
So cute. And
best.
I loved when the producer asked Max, who styled you? He's like, me.
Right.
I just took a shower and brushed my hair.
The wedding was pretty.
It was.
I thought it was so pretty.
Yeah, her dress was really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it.
She looks good.
All right, Tanya and Sinjin. Speaking of dresses, she went dress shopping. Why? Can someone tell me why? She, the whole time she was in the dress, it was speaking negatively about
the relationship.
The relationship.
Mm-hmm. And she said that I can't wear this white dress because it's just negative vibes on it now. Let's put it away. And then her mom agreed to her. But I'm like, you're the one that's being bringing all the negativity.
Her mom took up her when so Tanya was saying about the soul, she was telling them about the soulmate situation. And all the friends are like, well, yeah, like I didn't know you said that. Like that would hurt his feelings, blah blah. And the mom's like, well, she didn't say it like that. Girl, she said it. That's, you know, she's taking up for her. And I think she's really just like her mom.
Or that's why she's like that, because her mom enabled her old life. Like, no, she's fine. It's okay what she says. She didn't hurt people or uses them or whatever.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm-mm. Linda?
This is one of my favorite scenes, because what it showed me was a reflection of Tanya. And I think that her friends... in this, and her first saying she's gonna have a black dress or a red dress or a champagne dress, and then when the cameras pan to the friends and they're like deadpan, they are not impressed, and they know that this girl is gonna say a bunch of crazy stuff that they didn't like, right? So I was like, I wrote this down, the friends are not surprised and not impressed, and I think that they're basically sick of her nonsense. So for the friend to call her out, like, hey, I didn't know you said all that stuff, and if you told Sinjin, like, You don't think he's your soulmate and your first boyfriend was your soulmate, then, like, why are you getting married? Because marriage is a commitment. Mm-hmm. And then they pan again, and all the friends are just looking at her, and the sister's looking at her, like, and everything coming out of her mouth. Like, she had nothing beautiful to say about this moment. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she was excited, and her friends definitely were not excited. And her mom was just there like, oh, Tanya.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then I remember you telling us something about the sister as well. So, like, watching, well, and there's, like, a little animosity between them, too.
A little tension.
So, looking at this, I'm like, trying to figure out, like, where maybe we'll see something play out before the season ends with them. But I would love to see them kind of hash it out and her tell Tanya about herself, because no one has done that in the family yet. Mm. At least not on...
Not that we've seen.
I think they called her
seen.
Out. Yeah. They called her out, though. Her friends were really, like, adamant about calling her out. So...
But why does
she have so many friends, though, if she's, like, cheats people like this?
Do you see how they were looking at her, though? Like, they were looking at her like, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're here because...
Like, why would you say that? Like, that is terrible. And she said it like it was nothing. Like, you know how she is. And I just said that he's not my soulmate. Girl, what? Everyone else is like, huh?
And then who said it where they're like, oh, well, she says things sometimes and comes out wrong. It's not really what she means.
The sister. The sister said it, but it's the way she said it. So her sister tried to, like, kind of support her, but then said, but it's the way she says it.
Mm-hmm. Which is true some of the time. But most of the time, whatever she says, no matter if she's super excited or very monotone, it's foul. Like, the words coming out of her mouth in that order are just not right.
Agreed.
Let's talk about Sinjin's little meetup with his friend. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Chart? T-J-A-A-R-T.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce that. But he's just basically venting to his friend about the situation. Mm-hmm. And what I liked about the friend is that he doesn't insert himself too much. It's more like, whatever you do, I support, but think about this.
Yeah, I feel like he was asking him questions that was getting Sinjin to think, is Tanya worth it, or Tanya worth it? Is she worth it? Period.
I feel like he's a really good friend. Like, they could emotionally connect. That's how his relationship should be, too. I mean, from a female. So...
I mean, yeah.
She doesn't have his back. And it's sad because she also doesn't appreciate him about, like, what are you saying? I gave up my animals. I gave up my family. I gave up my friends. I gave up everything for her. And it's like, what?
And would she do the same for him?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
No.
She would not give up anything. She barely would even give up the she shed. You know, like, come on.
Yeah. It's not okay. Moving on, Michael and Angela. So,
our faves.
I thought it would be worse than it was, you know?
That argument at the dinner table.
But it wasn't too much.
She was like, I'm sorry, y'all, but he's got to get checked right now.
Right now. Angela just does not care.
Oh, my God. She doesn't. Angela is the best. Can I just say, when she was doing her one-on-one camera time and she's talking about the interaction she's having with Michael's family, I had to rewind it because she said... I'm being barn baited.
Barn baited?
Yeah. That's what she, did you guys see that? Barn baited.
I didn't catch that.
Instead of bombarded.
Oh.
Is that, like, her own word she made up? Like,
she's barn baited.
We need to hashtag this. Barn baited. I died of laughter.
That deserves a meme.
So, Michael's issue is that he kind of agrees with his brother, Yakini. Mm-hmm. And says that he's lonely, and then that's what set her off. Thoughts on that? Was it worth getting mad about, or was it just like, I know you're lonely, but so am I, let's talk this out type of thing? This picture.
That picture is so disrespectful. hilarious.
Sig.
I think that this is the best we've seen Angela act in a fight. I think that she didn't want to come across as crazy to the mom, especially. I think that she has some type of respect for Michael's mom. But you know that back in her head, she wanted to go off on the brother. And I think that she just felt outnumbered and realized, like, she's not going to be able to go off like she goes off on the friends that what did she call them?
What was that name?
I forget.
The dumb buddies or whatever it is. I can't remember the name, but you see the difference in her. Like, she feels like she can throw drinks and, like, jump up and be aggressive. And here we saw her, like, take it to the chin a little bit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least now we know that she knows how to act when she wants to.
When she wants to.
A little bit.
The most important four words. Yeah, absolutely. But I wish we saw a little bit more of them. You know, I love them. We love them. We love the drama they bring.
Yeah.
It's always some drama with Angie, okay?
The family's really for them getting married, though.
Like, so they say.
They said the God brought them together.
So they say.
Yeah, but in the same breath, last episode, they're like, if this K-1 thing's not working out,
you need to move on.
He might as well find someone here and get married and have some babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Blake and Jasmine. So they meet up, and like you said, there were a lot of apologies this episode. But she's right off the bat, she's still questioning him, like, how much did you drink? Did you drink? Like, just like, come
just weird.
On. It's
very
done.
Weird.
He went to have fun with his friends. Like, I was annoyed. But I want to jump to when her parents come in town and they go to lunch with Blake's mom.
That was awkward.
And it was so
really
awkard.
A weird moment.
The energy was just so off. But when she asks Jasmine, what do you plan on doing for work or school? Jasmine kind of got smart and was like, I don't have any plans to work. I told you that already. Like, I already told you that. I'm like, excuse me, what?
Okay.
And I know, yeah, people may not think it's that big of a deal, but for me, it was like, girl, watch out now.
Okay, so I'm not sure, and please jump in, chime in. But
okay.
When she said that her main focus was not to work,
right,
yeah. and that she wanted to focus on her inner peace
yeah.
and a good mind,
yeah.
and she was, quote, not work-oriented. First of all, how old are you? Second of all, what world are you living in? Are you? Are we living in the same Los Angeles, California? Because what are y'all about to do? Where are you going to live? How? What are you going to drive? How are you going to get around? And what are you going to do besides what post your memes and get on your Insta
right.
and think you're going to be Insta famous? Like, wait, what?
Although,
focus?
Hey, guys, Brianna from the booth here. She may have a... have a thing going there, though, because that phrase now has been one of the most trending phrases going around on Twitter of people quoting her, being
it's
like,
a mood.
I'm going to go tell my boss this week. I just need to feel myself.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she's creating trends.
I need to focus on my inner peace.
I mean, everyone wishes
I wasn't mad at her. Listen,
shoot, I took
I was
that.
So shocked when she awesome. Said that. I was like, you know what? That's an entire vibe
it's
right
a
there.
Mood.
Like,
I'm
not mad at her. It's crazy. But I'm not mad at her. I feel you on that, Jasmine. But you do need to get a job because you live in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And it's very expensive here. And you and Blake will be struggling.
Take yoga
Heck
in the morning
yeah.
before work.
I could see if she was, like, had a kid, you know, a child or was raising kids. Like, that's another thing. But she doesn't have kids or anything. Like, what are you going
to
do?
The fact that she was so convicted about it was inspiring to me. I was like, I need to
yeah.
have that same energy.
Take care of me.
I don't want to work. You know what it is? And maybe I need to focus on my own inner peace. But, like, my mind would be thinking, but who's paying the bills? Like, you want that new top from wherever? Who's
gonna buy it?
Like,
her sister didn't say a word. Anyone notice that?
Yeah.
Like,
her parents didn't really say anything either.
And I thought it was weird that the parents were like, when they were talking about California, how big it was, and it's good to see where she's been all this time. But your other daughter's been here this whole time too. So what are you talking about? Like,
yeah.
Don't act like you know where she is because she's right next door to your other daughter.
Yeah, she said a big dangerous city, but it doesn't make sense. It's weird. It's
the whole thing.
Like his mom's super warm, and her parents are very standoffish, and it's like. I don't know how that's going
to
work.
I don't know. Miriam looks like she's about to punch someone in the face.
I was concerned about Blake's his presentation of apathy. Like, he just seemed like he was not interested in the conversation at all. Like, he didn't want to be a part of it. It seemed like he just wanted to disappear in that moment. He had his head down. He just wasn't exerting himself like a man. I'm like, I don't know if he's really in a position to take care of you the way that...
That,
right.
but
you
he's got,
think that
he's got the
he
girlfriend, fiance that he loves that is telling him this is how it's going to be, and the mama who's raised him
that's
and said
hard.
This
that's
is how it should be. So, you know,
it's a lot.
Just like,
he
I
was
can't.
Just sinking down
yeah.
in his seat. Yeah,
yeah,
it was kind of like
a lot
on both ends.
Agreed.
So I could see that, but even still, I don't know if he's really gonna be able to provide for her the way that she is expecting. It might be another delusional situation like Annie and Robert.
Well, yes. How was she raised, too? Maybe she was raised, like, you know, or by her family. Like, they did everything.
And that's what
her,
I thought,
like, the sister.
Too.
You know,
yeah.
maybe they pay her stuff over here. We don't know. So maybe she's like, well, my husband's going to take care of me.
Yeah, like my dad does.
Yeah.
The delusion of it all. Moving on to Robert and Annie. So,
oh.
another apology. Okay.
Yes.
It seems sincere in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Yes is across the board for that. Sincere.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I was actually really proud of him. But then, Annie, every episode, something is happening with her or someone is talking down on her and she's just having to take it and it's getting really annoying. This time, it's by the grandparents. Again. 70 and Ben, what were your thoughts on that whole thing and them trying to write a check for her, telling her to leave?
It was so demeaning and disrespectful. Mm-hmm. It really was like, that was ugly, ugly. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you put her down like that? Let me write you a check to make you go away, to make you disappear.
Ugly, yeah.
Especially in the industry that she's in, where people look down on her as it is. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that she has gone through situations herself where people have not been very nice or have assumed things about her. So how dare she turn around and judge somebody else and try to make them feel little.
Exactly. Right.
And worthless and a user and all of the negative stuff. Like, you need to flip that mirror around, my friend.
And then Ben never usually gets so involved when we see him in the other scenes.
Oh, but he was really asserting himself.
Really? But, and like a grown man really arguing with a woman that he has no relations with. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like...
weird.
Very weird in my book.
And but, how are you going to apologize for last time and then come at you this way?
This is worse.
That right there is like some...
It's a dirty setup. It was like to attack her more.
Annie also said that they don't even call Bryson.
Called that out. I was like, ooh.
I believe
But the granny didn't really dispute it.
Yeah,
she knows it's true.
And yeah, she's not working right now, but she's taking care of Bryson. Like, that's a huge job in itself. So I don't understand how that's just like, whatever. He loves her.
Yeah, he's a wild child, so that's...
Right.
And to know that, like, in the news and stuff, that the grandma is not even a part of Annie or Bryson's life that much. So who is she to talk badly about Annie? I don't know. I get it. It's a weird situation.
So this is the first time I have to say this, that I actually didn't mind Robert, because normally I can't stand him. And I felt like this was the first time that, A, he stood up for Annie... and B, he stood up for Bryson. Like, if you're going to throw up $15,000, why don't you say, here's $15,000 for Bryson's future.
Right.
Here's $15,000 for you guys to move in a bigger apartment so that you guys have more room. Here's $15,000 for his college fund, whatever.
Yeah, and they... $15 to leave. We'll buy your plane ticket, too. Just childish. And I guarantee you, they would not have actually written that check. Like, it was all for show.
Yeah.
It was all for show.
Well, why are they so against her? It doesn't make any sense.
We'll find out. I don't know. Moving on, Anna and Marcel. Mm-hmm. Deep sigh. I'm with you, Linda. So Marcel is coming back on the same K-1 visa that he came over here on. That doesn't really happen often, but Annie is happy as can be. Thoughts on her saying, you know, I'm nervous about how my kids will take it. It's kind of like, she's just like, they're last. Let me figure out what I want to do. Okay, and then I'll break it down to my kids, you know? And that to me is sad. Like, how do you guys think this impacts them?
My thing to her is, why do you keep fishing for your kids' approval? Like, haven't you put them through enough? You basically invited a man in that didn't fully accept them, that kept them a secret, which consequently probably made them feel like second best, right? Mm-hmm. And he walked away after the secret was revealed and he can no longer stay in the situation. Now he's back and you want them to accept him? Leave those babies alone. Let them go play and be kids and do their thing, and you be the adult, you set the tone, and if that's who you're going to marry, marry him and be quiet and be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired of her, like, looking for their approval.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah.
And you've tormented them. Okay, I'm done.
I feel you. I feel you on another level.
I think she really relies on them for emotional support. Maybe her friends have just given up on her and it's like, oh, well, I just go to my kids all the time to, you know, vent to or tell them things. And it's so unstable for them. And I think the oldest is the most affected. So that's why he's the most bitter. Because they kind of say that, like, the oldest is, like, the most affected in the relationship of, like, the parents. Hmm. So I feel like he's seen the most. So I think she's put him through the most. So that's why he's so bitter. Where the youngest is kind of like...
I think it's her storyline. Like, that's the only, like, she's just trying to keep it going. Like, I need to speak to the kid, you know, to stay relevant. And unfortunately, it's hurting them more than helping. So,
I think, because I thought about that too. I was like, I wonder if the cameras were there, excuse me, would she still have that conversation with the kids? But I think she would.
I don't know.
I think she would. She just seems very needy. Like,
yeah.
She needs that moral support constantly.
I'm just going to say this now. I think this whole storyline is BS. I think that Marcel didn't go anywhere. I think that they filmed his little scene down the street.
At a studio, you think? That was even the airport?
Whatever. And he was staying at Burbank down the street.
Airport.
And that however long he was gone. So part of it says that he was gone for so long, and part of it he just went and turned around. I think all of it is bogus. The family making a big deal. He goes back for a day, 2 days, a week, a month, I don't care, and all of a sudden they don't care at all. And please go back and get married. So he calls, because they said she called production, or... Yeah, mm-hmm. Annie called production and then told them that the next day that he wanted to come back to America. So my theory is he's down the street or wherever. He didn't go nowhere.
Still in that hotel.
And they filmed his little... Do you notice that we didn't see his family? We didn't see, like, outside of this one little room. This one little room, the couch, and him, his one little bag stopped playing.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. But it's still chaos, so leave the kids out of it.
Absolutely. And last but not least... Emily and Sasha and Betsy. Okay, we always have to add Betsy. I just want to know what you guys thought about the wedding.
I thought it was beautiful for them.
The wedding was really nice. I think it was perfect.
Do you think he loves her?
I do, actually.
The hesitation, though. That was a while.
I do. I think he's loving the fact that he's becoming more comfortable. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's loving being in Portland.
Okay. Mm. Alrighty.
And that's a part of her.
That sums up our couple's rundown. Stacey, what do you think? We have time for one question really quick, y'all.
Okay, could you have more than one soulmate in a lifetime?
Y'all can start.
I'll start with yes.
You think so?
Yeah, you can, and it doesn't just have to be a romantic interest. It could be your mama, your daddy, your sister, a friend. Oh. There's different soulmates, because what does soulmate mean? Somebody that mirrors or matches your soul. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic interest.
I'll take your answer.
What she said.
What you said.
All that.
Sexy you?
Now I do. I'm like, wow.
And then the other part I want to just piggyback off of that, I also think, too, as you go through different phases in your life and you develop as a person, I think that your soul recognizes other souls in that same phase. So the soulmate that you had that was your bestie when you're 10 is not going to be the soulmate that you have when you're married and 25 or 35 or 45, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's why it makes it possible for you to have many different type of soulmates throughout your life.
Agreed.
Good one. Okay, y'all. Preach. Okay.
Wow.
Good vibes. I like the
good vibes.
All right, you guys, you know what time it is. News and gossip.
Yay. Y'all, keeping it busy over here. Okay. I want to start off with the positive vibes. So we are going to start off with Juliana and Michael. And as we all saw, they got married, and we knew for a long time that they were married. Like Michael said, it was definitely the best not kept secret. And so they finally were able to post on their socials, and Juliana just posted some really special photos, and I thought I'd share them with you because they're quite nice. So here we see Juliana and Michael just holding hands, at the altar, I'll say, and it's beautiful. And then Cece.
How cute.
She looks so
the
fire
girl. Super cute. Yeah. And then I thought this was a really special moment between Michael and Max, and just the love of father and son. And then I thought that this was really special as well, where you see the flower girl and Juliana dancing. And if you zoom in a little bit with her little sparkle shoes, come on now.
Yes.
I love that, right? So I just love everything about that. And speaking of Juliana, it's been going around social media how she is actually a great model and she kills the runway. And I wanted to share this little clip with you. So, fire. Like, fierce.
Where is that at? Like, in New York?
Fierce. I'm actually not sure. But, you know, rocking the wedding dresses.
She's serving.
All day.
She's very elegant.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that, you know, she's probably going to have a really great career. She's really good.
Yeah.
London Bridal Fashion Week.
Okay.
Oh.
Passport stamped, okay?
Bag secured.
Damn.
Moving on, we have Annie. So Annie and Marcel jumping off of what I said earlier, where I don't believe their storyline. And here's another hint of why I don't believe their storyline. So, Annie posted not too long ago on her social media saying that she was a single mom. She was doing like a live chat and answering questions. And she was asked, where's Marcel? And, like, is he back? Or like, where is he? Is he in Turkey? Where is he? And she's like, oh, no, he's back in Turkey. And then at that exact moment, you hear Marcel in the bathroom.
No.
Stop. No.
Yes. I have the receipts. If we can find that.
Oh, my God.
I have the receipts. And if not, I'll post it in the comment. But with that link, like she got completely busted on her live.
Yeah.
Completely busted. It was ridiculous.
I mean, you at least have to tell him to shut up.
So, guys, part of the reason why I don't believe that he actually went anywhere.
Okay.
For him to be so comfortable to just walk through the door while you're doing a live. And here it is, guys. You want to see the receipts?
Yes. But the tears were so real.
Oscars, I'm telling you.
I mean,
very well.
So Anna records a live video after Marcel has left the country. But Marcel is still around.
Wow. Well, obviously, I'm a single mom. Plus, I work. Oh, here's Joey.
You guys.
Wow.
So she's caught in a lie. She says, oops.
Wait, that's a live video? I thought that was part of the camera.
That is so cringeworthy.
And so you got to catch them live every time, huh? When they go,
man.
Wow, okay.
Man. Moving on. Angela and Michael, guys, we called it last week, and it did come true. They said they were getting married January 27th, and they were caught on film, guys, filming their Nigerian wedding. So congratulations to Angela and Michael.
Michael, I wonder if they'll spin that to a special.
There's absolutely going to be a special. That's why we see all the cameras around.
I think the best part of this for me personally is that in the comments, a lot of people are just talking about how we need to set her up with, I can't remember her name right this moment, but the other girl from 9 Day who had the lingerie store so she could fit her with a good
Molly.
Molly.
Because those tatas are, they're trying to escape right there.
Man.
They've got a life of their own.
Yes, congratulations to Michael and Angela. Moving on to Bo. And this is Bo from
Michael.
Michael and Natalie. Yeah. Thank you. So Mike and Natalie. Okay, guys, I'm not going to read all the charges, but basically, Uncle Bo has a really long record and a really bad record dating back to 1994 when he was 24 years old. They have gone on to say that a number of the charges are related to drugs and alcohol, and as well as illegal fishing, which is a bizarre little thing. violent crimes as well. So he has some assault with intent, assault and disorderly conduct, aggravated assault from back in 2008. Goes on with another, like, 4 more assaults with intent, and back in 2012... bumped it up a little bit, aggravated assault. And so people are wondering, like, what's going on? Like, why? Who is this guy? Mm-hmm. And what's his history? And how does this affect the three of them and them on the show? So just so you guys know, they're calling him Uncle Bojangles. has quite the history. And so if that means anything to you guys, well, there it is. It's out there now. You guys are the sleuths and you're out there.
Nice.
Moving on from those two, let's address the Blake situation. Okay. So, according to Soap Dirt, and I'm naming them specifically because I think that they're in a one-on-one battle with Blake. According to Soap Dirt, Blake has already gone through the K-1 visa process. And so he was married. He got married in 2010 from a girl from Israel.
Ooh.
And they stayed married for 4 years. And then they got divorced in 2014. And they're saying that because the K-1 visa records are private, they can't confirm 100% when Blake's ex-wife first emigrated from Israel. But her Social Security shows up in 2010. So they can say with certainty that's when she moved from Israel to America. You following? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Soap Dirt goes on to say that Blake's first wife is not appearing on the show. That's why they're not releasing her name. But what they can say is that she's from Israel. She's a year younger than Blake, making her a year older than Jasmine. She started law school the same year that she and Blake got divorced, so in 2014. And she completed it in 2017. And then she's saying that they go on to say that she worked for the district attorney in California, and now she's in private practice. Then they say the third thing for, like, the receipts. The two lived together with relatives in this California house. Later, they lived as man and wife, a short 15-minute drive from where he and Jasmine are making their home or have made their home. So they want to know, like, are they, the same rules apply where they couldn't live together before they got married, and after they got married, they were able to live together, because that's what we're seeing on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So Blake reached out to our own Stacey Olivas, and he's basically disputing all of it. He's saying, this is not true. The info and dates are wrong. I was playing college ball that year, 2010, when she supposedly came. That's impossible, he says, in all caps, because I graduated from high school in 2007, and her and I went to a high school together. So that's, so there's that part. No K-1 was involved. So he's basically saying he knew her from high school. They were high school sweethearts.
But he's not denying the marriage. Married.
Okay. Yeah, he was married before.
He's not denying the marriage. He's denying that he got married through the K-1 visa process and brought over a foreigner for the second time.
Yeah.
That's what he's denying.
Gotcha.
Last but not least, speaking on this too, just on the Blake and Jasmine situation, I wanted to post this because Jasmine is really talking about this, and you can see this in the comments if you dig for it a little bit. Mm-hmm. The dinner scene between Jasmine and Blake, where she asked him to skip his friend's birthday thing and go out with her, was producer scripted. The storyline about her and his friends not getting along is just scripted, scripted storyline. Excuse me, guys. Everett had a birthday party. Jasmine and Blake both attended. Let me read that again, just so you guys can get it in your gut. Everett, who was the whole issue for the last episode and this episode, had a birthday party. Jasmine and Blake both attended.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not filmed. Jasmine had fun. This also applies to Jasmine and Blake's differing views on alcohol consumption. Production makes it much more worse than it really is.
Was this posted on Frauded by TLC, or did Jasmine write this?
This was posted on Frauded by TLC. Yeah, so either they have an insider, or that's from Jasmine directly. They're quoting, whatever the case may be. But
I believe it.
I just think it's interesting that they're fighting over a party that they said that she didn't go to, and she already went, and she's friends with them. And
it seems scripted.
Good.
A lot.
We need
lot
to see pictures.
Yeah,
and
we
guys,
need proof.
Yes, girl. And
you guys,
you know, someone has the pictures. And last but not least, because I wanted to address this too, Stephanie's reaching out to social media, and she is not happy with TV, and she's not happy with the producers, and she's saying it's TV people. TV, it's fake, it's scripted. I had to borrow a checkbook because the producers asked me to do this. I have screenshots to prove it.
Awesome.
So she's basically saying that she's not as evil as she looked, and that it was not her idea, and the producers told her, this is what you're going to do.
But everyone deserves an Oscar.
But why are you going on it?
My thing. Like, as an adult, where's your level of integrity come in where you say, I don't feel comfortable doing this, if you're just going to have to turn around months later and defend yourself like this?
Like, you know, I don't understand.
Do you guys believe Stephanie? That is the question of the night. Did someone really hand her the checkbook?
Possibly. I believe her, but it's like, why didn't you, as a grown woman, why didn't you say, I don't feel comfortable doing that? I don't feel comfortable humiliating another woman on TV.
And is Jasmine being honest about everything being scripted by the producers? You guys, let us know in the comments. Go ahead and like, comment now, and subscribe. Thumbs up this video. Yes, like we said. Give us thumbs up everywhere. 5 stars, iTunes. And we'll see you guys next week. Where can everyone find you guys?
Hey guys, you can find me all over social media at @Stacey_Olivas and at @NightAFiancé. Now hit me up with all the news, gossip, crazy memes, whatever.
All that stuff. Guys, all across social media, Linda is so girly. I love hearing from you.
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie. Yay.
And me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. Bye guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.